Kirkland Lake, Ont. John Paul Scaringi collected the lone goal in the shootout to help the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners edge the Powassan Voodoos 6-5 in a Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League matchup Wednesday at the Joe Mavranek Community Complex. The Gold Miners also came out quickly and grabbed a 2-0 lead before the contest was 8 minutes old. Nicholas Albrecht got the first one, at 4:23 of the first frame, as he collected his team-leading 7th of the season as he also extended a consecutive game point streak to 6 in succession. Lucas Renzoni then potted his second a few shifts later to add to the home side's edge. Powassan came right back though as Justin Spurrell put the visitors on the board at 8:56. Converting midway through the session, Andronique Stefanian put Kirkland Lake back up by a pair before the Voodoo's affiliate player Will Bore bagged his initial NOJHL tally to make it 3-2 after one. On the power play to begin the middle stanza, Powassan's Jacob McClellan clicked on the man advantage 63 seconds in with help from Caleb Van de Ven to level the proceedings. Picking up a late man advantage, Gold Miners would take a 4-3 lead into the intermission when Eric de Repentigny notched his initial league effort off a setup from Chance de Bolt. In the third, special teams helped the Voodoos draw level once again thanks to Ben White scoring on the power play at 3:13. The back-and-forth affair saw Kirkland Lake go ahead once more with Christian Geneva striking with 11:03 remaining in regulation. Battling back, Powassan forced overtime when McClellan picked up his second of the night with just over 5 minutes left. After a scoreless OT, extra shots were needed to determine a winner. There Scaringi was the only one to convert in 8 shootout chances to give the Gold Miners the victory. Spencer Jones dished out 2 assists for the Miners to aid their cause. Kirkland Lake's Glenn Crandall made 47 stops in 65 minutes of work and handled all 4 attempts in the shootout. Owen Ray started for Powassan and suffered the setback allowing 4 in nearly 46 minutes of action while Alex Begaya stopped 10 of 11 in relief. After a perfect 5-0 start to the year, the Voodoos have stumbled with 1 win, 1 loss, today's shootout loss and an overtime loss in their last 4 contests. The Voodoos look to find the win column back at home Thursday night at the Powassan Sportsplex as they take on the visiting Timmins Rock. Puck drop is set for 7 p.m.